Chav Zayin and Aleph of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Hamevi get ve'avad himenu mitzo'o la'alter kasher ve'imlaf pasol mitzo'o b'chafisa u'bedaluskema imakiro kasher." So the Mishnah says, let's say you're a shliach delivering a get, and you lose the get, and then you find the get. So the question now becomes, how do we really know this is the same get you were delivering? Maybe it's someone else's get that has the same name, has the same whatever. So the Mishnah says it depends. If you find the get right away, then the get's okay. But if not, then it's a problem. The Gemara later on is going to define what that means, right away or not right away. And then the Mishnah has another caveat, says that let's say you find the get inside of some kind of a container or a pack or a sack or something like that. Again, the Gemara later will define what these terms mean as well. If you recognize the get, then again, it's going to be kosher. So asks the Gemara, Urimin hu matza gite nashim b'shechrurei avadim daitiki matanus v'shovrin. Our Mishnah seems to contradict the Mishnah that appears in the beginning of Masechet Bava Metzia. Mishnah Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Ches, has the following statement. It says, let's say you find a get, you find the Shtar Shechur, you find any sort of a document, a will, a Shtar Matana, a Shovar, which is a receipt. So the Mishnah Bava Metzia says that normally you're not allowed to return such a Shtar. Why not? Because the concern is that the guy who wrote the Shtar, or who authorized the Shtar, might have changed his mind. So let's say you find a get that says Reuven's divorcing Rachel. So the Mishnah Bava Metzia says, it says you can't give the get back to Reuven because what if Reuven changed his mind? What if he never wanted to deliver the get to Rachel? So what's the obvious implication of that Mishnah? The Gemara says that if Reuven specifically authorized you to give the get to Rachel, he says, I want you to deliver the get, so then you're allowed to, and you can do that even if there's been a significant period of time that has elapsed from the time that you lost the get to the time that the get was found. So that seems to contradict our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you can only return the get if you found it right away. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabba lo kashya, kan bimkom sha sheyaros mitzuyos, so Rabbah draws the following distinction. When our Mishnah says that you can only return the get that was lost if you found it immediately, that's assuming that we're talking about a place where shayaros mitzuyos, where the caravans were frequent, meaning to say there were constantly people traveling through, and there was a possibility that someone came from out of town or whatever it was, and they had a get that had the same name, it had the same whatever, everything was the same. But however, if you were in a place where it was not shayaros mitzuyos, where there were not a lot of people traveling through, so then that concern was not legitimate. Then the Gemara has a further qualification. And even if we're talking about a place where the caravans were frequent, where there are many people passing through, we only have to be concerned if it's already been established, if there's a presumption, if we know that there are multiple people with the same name in the same city. So we know for a fact that in this specific city, there are two guys named Yosef and Shimon. Because if you don't say this, in other words, if you don't say that the only time that having caravans passing through poses a problem is only when you have multiple Yosef ben Shimon's in the same city. If you don't say that, then what's going to happen is that you're going to have a contradiction between two statements of Rabbah. What's the contradiction? There was a get that made it into Rav Huna's Bezdin, and the get said that the get is being delivered in the town of Shevirei, which is located on the Rachis River. So Rav Huna said that you have to be concerned that there are multiple cities that are named Rav Chista says to Rabba, go and investigate this halacha, because tonight Rav Huna is going to come and he's going to start grilling you and asking you questions about this halacha. So nafak dak v'ashkach disnan kol ma'isa bezden hareze yachzir. We found another mission above Mitzia two daf later on daf chaf that says that whenever you have a shtar that was certified in Bezden, it's already been authenticated and that shtar was lost and you found it, you are so the mission says that you should return the shtar. V'habei dina de Ravuna dechemkom shahashayoros mitzuyos dame v'kapashet yachzir. Alma ihuchseku shnei Yosef and Shimon bi'irachasin v'ilolo. The situation of Ravuna's Bezdin was the halakhic equivalent of the caravans passing through, because it was a public area. Many people passed through Ravuna's court, and yet the Mishnah above Metzia says that you can return the shtar, you can return the get in that scenario. So you see from this Mishnah, you see that the only time that you're allowed to return it in a scenario of shayaros mitzuyos, where many people are passing through, is if there's an established presumption that there are multiple people with the same name in that city. If you don't have that presumption, then you would not be allowed to return the get or the shtar, again, if it's in a place where there are many people passing through, because there's a concern that maybe the get really belonged to the other Yosef and Shimon from that city. Okay, then the Gemara says,
Rabbi, yeah. I can understand why you might not want to go ahead and take a lost get and deliver it to the woman, because maybe it's really not our get. But to return it to a man, he'll either say, oh, yeah, that's mine, and you should go ahead and continue, or I had no intention of doing this. I don't see what's wrong with returning it.
Well, what's wrong is that if he actually delivered the get, so then he has no right to that get. Then the woman should be getting the get, right? The Gemara later on is going to discuss this case actually about in certain scenarios that you can't return the get to either party, right? If there's not enough evidence or there's not enough support or presumptions backing either thing up. In other words, you're right that maybe theoretically speaking, the stakes are a little bit lower to return the get to the man. But at the end of the day, if the woman received the get, then it's not right to return the get to the man either, right? Then the woman is in fact a grusha.
Oh,
so that's also going to be a problem, right?
Okay,
But
here it said the agent lost it. I could understand
The scenario in our Mishnah, but the cases that are mentioned above in Metzia, those Mishnahs that the Gemara is quoting, are cases where you just happened upon a star or a get or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Avad Rabba Uvda behahugita de ishtakach bekitana befum padisa kishmaite." So Rabba acted in accordance with his opinion regarding a scenario where he found a get in the flax house of Pumpadisa. So the Gemara just has a little bit of a historical question. Ika da amre beduchta hicha de saru kitana va'afagav de huchsaku de lashchichan shayratza v'ika da amre beduchta de mezavne kitana v'hushalo huchsaku ushchichan shayara. So there was a little bit of a debate about what the facts of this case were. So one version of the Gemara says that the get was found in the place where flax used to be soaked. So that was not a place where many people used to pass through. So the Gemara says that even if you have a presumption of multiple Yosef ben Shimons in the city, there's another guy with the same name in the city, but because the get was found in a place where the flax was soaked, where not many people passed through that area, therefore you could return the get to the owner or to the husband, even though it's been established that there's another guy with the same name. Or in the second version of the Gemara, the get was found in the place where the flax is sold. So that's a much more public area. That's like a marketplace. So there, the only way you could return such a get, says the Gemara, is in a scenario where you don't have that presumption. In other words, you know that there are not multiple Yosef and Shimons in the city, so that the only reason, the only justification to return the get is because you don't have that. Because since you're in a public area, normally that would oppose the problem, if not for the fact that you don't have established another guy with the same name in the city.
Rob, yeah. Are we assuming the woman has the same name also?
So presumably, yeah. I mean, obviously, everything, all the names have to match. In fact, the Gemara a little bit later on is going to actually raise a hava, you know, that maybe not only do the man and the woman have the same name, but maybe even the Eden have the same name. That's also going to be a separate question the Gemara is going to address later. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Rabbi Zera Rami Masnisan Abraisa Umishane Tanan Hamevi Gedva Avarim Manu Imitzola Alter Kasher Vihim Lath Pasol Urim Minhu Matza Get Isha Bashuk Bizman Shahabal Moda Yachzir La Isha En Habal Moda Lo Yachzir Lo La Zeva Lo La Ze Habizman Shahabal Moda Mias Yachzir." So Rabbi Zera raises a contradiction between our Mishnah and a Brisa. So our Mishnah, as we already pointed out, says that if you're delivering a get and you lose the get, if you find it right away, then you return it. If you don't find it right away, again, we're going to define it in a few minutes what right away means. So then you cannot return it. The problem is that we have a Brisa that's quoted again in Maseches Bava Metzia that says that if I find the get in the marketplace, so if the husband admits to writing the get, he says, yes, this is the get that I wrote and I delivered it to my wife, so then you can give the get to the wife. That's not a problem. If the husband does not admit to it, either he says, I didn't write it, or maybe he says, I never meant to deliver it, or whatever it is, so then you're not allowed to give the get to either party. This is, again, to Billy's point before. You can't give the get to the husband or the wife, but the Gemara says, you see from this Braisa, it's quoted in Bava Metzia, that if the husband admits that he wrote the get, you're allowed to return it to the wife, even if a long period has elapsed. And again, that seems to contradict our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can only return the get if it was found right away. And the Gemara says, no. Umishane kanamim kom shah shayaris metzios, kanamim kom shayna shayaris metzios. The same answer we gave before. It depends what the setting is. If you're in a place where the caravans are frequent, where people are always passing through, it's a very public area. So then the assumption is that maybe that there's another guy with the same name, and you cannot return the get unless you found it right away. But if it's a place that's not as public, then you could return it even after a long period has elapsed. Then the Gemara says, "Ika da amre v'hu shehuchsekuhu deloli hadar v'hainu deraba v'ika da amre afagav delohuchseku loli hadar ufliga deraba." Then there's two versions in the Gemara about again what the facts of the case are. In the first version, the case is that there's a presumption of another Yosef and Shimon. There's another guy in town we know for a fact that has the same name, and there's another woman that he's married to with the same name as the person on this get. So that's the scenario where the Gemara says that you cannot return the get, and that conforms to Rabba's statement that the only time you can't return it, unless you found it right away, is in a scenario where we know for a fact that there's another Yosef and Shimon in town. The second version says, no, that even though we don't have a presumption, we don't know for a fact that there's another guy named Yosef and Shimon, you're still not allowed to return the get, and that would go against Rabba, because Rabba told us that the only reason why why you would not be able to return the get is only if there's a presumption that there's another guy with the same name and another woman with the same name in town. So these two versions of the Gemara are going to depend on whether, in other words, the first version is going to subscribe to Rabbah. It's going to agree with Rabbah that you can return the get only, in other words, in all scenarios, unless there's another guy we know for a fact with the same name. And the second version will disagree and say, no, that even if there is no such presumption, you're still not allowed to return the get. So the Gemara clarifies. Bishlama de Rabbah lo amar kereb zera mas nisan alima leila akshuye. Elo rebi zera my taima lo amar kereb. So I understand why Rabbah does not subscribe to Reb Zera's position, because our Mishnah is a stronger, more powerful, more authoritative source than is a Braisa. Again, Reb Zera was the one who quoted this contradiction between our Mishnah on top of the previous Amud and the Braisa quoted in Maseches Bava Metziah. So typically a Mishnah is a more authoritative source than a Braisa is. Our Mishnah says that you can only return the get if you found it right away. The Mishnah doesn't make any kind of distinctions between whether they're caravans, whether it's a public setting, whether it's a private setting, and yet this Braisa in Bava Metziah starts making all these distinctions. So the Gemara says it makes a lot of sense why Rabbah doesn't buy into Reb Zera's distinctions, because our Mishnah never mentions these distinctions, and the Mishnah, as we noted, is typically more authoritative than a Braisa. But why doesn't Reb Zera follow the more authoritative source? Why doesn't he subscribe to Rabbah? So the Gemara says, Amar lecha, mi katana im amar tenu noslin va'afilu lizman merubeh, dilma im amar tenu noslin kitakai melon la'altar. So Reb Zera can simply respond and say, well, who says that our Mishnah and the Braisa and Bava Metziah are at odds with each other? Maybe they both agree that you can only return the get if it was found immediately. In other words, yes, it's true that the Braisa in Bava Metziah never specifically says that you can only return the get if it was found right away, but maybe that's assumed. Maybe that's assumed because that's what our Mishnah says. So it's almost as if the Braisa in Bava Metziah is assuming that you already learned the Mishnah on Gittin Chav Zayin Amin Aleph, and it says, of course, there's a built-in caveat that you can only return the get if it was found immediately, and maybe the Braisa just didn't feel the need to spell it out. So that's one possibility. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, Kigon de Ka'amri Edim, Me'olam lo chasamnu ela al get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. So now Rabbi Yirmiya comes with a different approach, a different way to resolve the apparent contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, which is to say that the Edim testify that they only signed a get for one person. In other words, for one Yosef ben Shimon. So in other words, in that scenario, let's say we knew for a fact that there were two Yosef ben Shimons who were married to two Rachel, Bas Yaakovs, or whatever it was, in the same city. So if the Edim come in and say, we only signed for the first Yosef ben Shimon, so then the Gemara says, that's a scenario where you could definitely return the get, because there's no chance that they signed the get for the other guy. So the Gemara says, okay, so then Ihachim Ayla Memer. So then what's the Chiddush? Of course, you could return the get in that scenario. So the Gemara says, no. Mahu desema lechosh dilma is tsarami shma kishma. The Edim ke Edim kamashwa. And this goes back to the point that I was referencing earlier, which is that the Gemara Rahava, that I might have thought that not only is there another Yosef and Shimon married to another Rachel Bas Yaakov in the city, maybe there are two other guys who are Edim with the exact same names that signed on the second get also. So it's not the same Edim. And maybe there's another guy named Levi and another guy named Yehuda who signed on the other get. So the Gemara says, oh, that much we don't have to be worried about. We don't have to think that not only is the husband and wife have the same name, but the Edom also have the same name. That's already too far-fetched. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Kigon de Ka'amar, Nekev Yishbo Betzados Plonis, Tehavale Simen Muvak. The Davka Betzados Plonis, Tehavale Simen Muvak, Avum Nekev Ba'amalo, Misapkale Simonini de Oraisa Ida Rabban. And then Rav Ashi gives another resolution to the apparent contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa in Bava Metziah, which is to say that the case here is where the guy who loses the get set basically has a simon. He says that there's a hole next to a particular letter on the get, and the Gemara qualifies and says that it's not just, in other words, it's not enough for him to say there's a hole somewhere on the get, because a get can have a hole anywhere on it, but he has to specifically identify where on the get, next to which letter, on which line. He has to be very, very precise about where that hole on the get is. If he could say there's a hole next to the aleph on the third line of the get, that's already a valid simon. That's already a significant enough simon to return. And if he just says that there's a hole somewhere on the get, that's not good enough. So the Gemara says that we have a suffix whether simanin are d'oraisa or d'rabanan. This is part of a larger discussion that comes up again in the second parak of Maseches Bava Metziah about whether simanin are d'oraisa or d'rabanan. Again, we know of course that there's a mitzvah of Shabbos Avida, and one of the ways in which you can return a lost object to someone is based on them identifying it with the simin. So the Gemara has a question here whether that concept is a d'oraisa or d'rabanan. Okay, then the Gemara says Rabba Bar Bar Chana Irchas Legita Be Midrasha Amar Isi Mana Isli Begadei Itivius Ena Isli Begadei Ahadru Ani Alei Amar Lo Yadana Imishum Simana Ahadrua V'Kasavri Simanim Do'oraisa Imishum Tviyaseina V'Davka Tzurvami Derabbanan Aval Inish Ba'amalo. So Rabba one time was delivering a get. He lost the get in the base medrash, and he basically said that either way they're going to return the get to me. Why? Either because I have a simon, or because I have what's called Tviyaseina, which basically means visual recognition. He could say, yeah, I recognize that that's the get that I was that I was appointed to deliver. So then they ended up returning the get to Rabba to then deliver to the wife. But the thing was, Rabba didn't know why they gave him the get back. Was it because he had a valid simon and the people in the Beis Medrash assumed that simanin de oraisa. They thought that the simon that he provided was valid, and the whole concept of a simon is really effective me de oraisa. Or maybe they hold that simanim are only derabanan, and the only reason why they returned to get to him was because he had visual recognition. Now, normally you would say, what kind of a proof is visual recognition? If I say, yeah, that's my get, that's my item that I lost. So who are you? Why do we believe you that that's your item? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia explains that the concept of tevius ayin only works by hashavas avida if you're what's called a tshuva mi derabanan. If you're a Talmud Chacham, if you're a budding Torah scholar, then you have credibility. You can't just rely on a regular guy. If a regular guy says, yeah, that's my lost watch, that's my get, that's my whatever, then we just ignore them. But if it's a Talmud Chacham who says it, so then you can return it. Okay, then the Gemara said, v'im lav pasol, tana rabbanan, ezahu shelo liyata. So this is the big question. When the Mishnah said that I can return a get that I found right away, but not if I didn't find it right away, so what's called right away? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, sheshaha kadesha tavar shayara v'sishra. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you waited long enough that a caravan could have passed through and encamped there. That's the amount of time. That, in other words, if you found the get before that amount of time, then you can return it. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kedei Sheyehe Adam Omid Veroa Shelo Aver Sham Adam V'Yei Shomrim Shelo Shaha Adam Sham. Then there's a further, there are two further opinions quoted about, in other words, enough time for a person to come and stand and not actually pass through there, or for a person to just, you know, stop there. And there's, you know, kind of these different nuances about the exact amount of time. Rabbi Omer Kedei Lichto V'Saget, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Kedei Lekroso, then again, whether it's enough time to write a get, to read a get, or both. Those are all the different opinions in the Gemara. The Afilu Shah, the Yeshbo Simanin, Me'idim Alav, the Amri, Nekev Yeshbo Betzados, Plonis, Ve'in Me'idim Al Simani, Aguf, the Amri, Aruch V'Gutz. And the Gemara says further that all of these Shiurim in the Gemara, in other words, that if I find the get before this, you know, before this time frame, that I can return it, or I can deliver it, but if not, then I can't. That's all assuming that there's no real Simon on the get. If you have a Simon, again, as we mentioned before, there's a hole next to the third letter on this line or whatever, then you can return even if it's after that time frame. However, what's not considered a valid simon is to give physical descriptions of the actual get. So if I say the get was written on an oversized piece of paper or on a small piece of paper, that's not called a simon. The simon has to be very, very specific. There's a hole next to the aleph on this line, on that line, whatever it is, that's called a valid simon. And finally, the Gemara says, Mitzo kashra b'chis va'arnik yuv tabas, oshem tsa'obin kelov, afilu lizman merube kashra. So if you found the get tied up inside of a purse or some kind of a pouch or encircled in a ring, or you found it amongst your vessels or your clothing or whatever, even after a long period of time, then you can return it. Then the Gemara says, "Itmar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Shelo Shaha Adam Sham." Rava Bar Bachana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Halacha Shelo Avar Adam Sham. Leima Mar Halacha Kemar Mar Halacha Kemar Mishum Da'afchi Lehu. So the Gemara basically wants, the Gemara is trying to figure out what the actual halacha is. How, in other words, what's called that time frame that's not called right away? So the Gemara says, "Why don't we just attribute it to the actual Amorim who made those statements?" The Gemara says, "Because we don't want to confuse about who said what." And then we'll finish up to the Mishnah. So we send Mitzo Bachafisa Obi Deluskema My Chafisa Amar Rava Bar Bachana Chemes Ktana. My deluskema talika desave. It basically means that you found the get in a small flask or in a pouch that was used by older people. So the Gemara says in those types of scenarios, if you found the get there, then the Mishnah told us that you can actually deliver the get to the wife. Okay.